Like Western settlers poised to stake claims on open land, eager entrepreneurs are waiting for a signal from Albany to rush into the legal marijuana market. They're growers and processors, sellers and investors. Some are small and some are large, but all are trying to influence the policies that lawmakers are currently hashing out to regulate the budding industry. WNYC's Fred Mogul visited one hemp farmer in upstate New York and has this report.
You might have noticed that CBD is having a moment.
If you're on social media, you've probably seen posts about CBD.
CBD is being studied to treat everything from anxiety to pain to PTSD.
CBD has gotten a lot of buzz.
CBD-infused products are all the rage in some circles, but the city wants them off the menu.
In central New York, a hemp farmer named Alan Gandelman is betting big on CBD.
What's up, guys?
At the moment, he's checking in on a greenhouse where workers are transplanting small hemp bushes.
Is that all of the plants?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We came up short, though, on some of our bags, unfortunately, but we got these nice pots to put them in.
Oh, perfect.
Gandelman and his crew at Main Street Farms will soon take 60,000 cuttings from these bushes, cultivate them inside in small dirt-filled plastic cells, and then blanket more than 50 acres of farmland with the seedlings.
Once we plant them out into the field starting in June, they actually double in size about every week.
Until they're about the size of 6-foot-tall Christmas trees. Then they'll harvest them, hang them up to dry, and extract the plant's CBD, or cannabidiol. That turns it into an oil that they'll sell either wholesale to other packagers or directly to consumers.
This bottle has 300 milligrams, which is a low concentration, and we actually market this one for people's pets. And then this one is our 600 concentration. This is the one that most people would take.
CBD is legal because it doesn't get people or pets high. Gandelman's plants look the same as marijuana, but they have almost no THC. The compound that makes weed, weed.
These varieties were bred specifically to create high CBD plants with low THC, 0.3% THC or less when they're tested.
Tested by state agricultural inspectors. This is only his second season growing hemp, alongside dozens of vegetables from arugula to zucchini. He plans to more than triple his hemp acreage this spring because it's so profitable. Larry Smart, from Cornell's Agritech Center, says he's talking to lots of farmers eager to take a similar plunge.
There is tremendous interest in growing this crop.
Smart has been traveling around New York, talking hemp to packed rooms of farmers. Some of them are veteran growers, like Gandelman, but many aren't.
We also have folks who have very little farming experience, but see potential profits and are willing to jump in.
And some don't just want to get into CBD. They're looking ahead to future growing seasons when hemp's cannabis cousin becomes kosher in the eyes of Albany. That's the one with a lot more than 0.3% THC. And they now have the support of Governor Cuomo.
And let's legalize the adult use of recreational marijuana once and for all.
That's what the state's politicians, regulators, lawyers, lobbyists, and advocates are debating now. Gandelman helped found the New York Cannabis Growers and Processors Coalition to represent small farmers in the corridors of the state capitol. Joe Rossi from Park Strategies is the coalition's lobbyist.
Our fundamental issue is that any regulations regarding cannabis law favor New York's existing family farms. And these family farms can supply the entire needs of the state's both their hemp needs and the adult use marijuana needs.
So far, the state has required medical marijuana licensees to grow plants in massive indoor facilities. If and when marijuana expands to recreational use, Gandelman and Rossi want to bring the crop out into the light of day.
That shouldn't be exclusive to indoor farms. That should be allowed at outdoor farms, one would argue, the most experienced farmers in New York State.
And with marijuana still illegal federally, the entire supply of the drug would have to be grown and processed in New York. Rossi is meeting with lawmakers, suggesting changes to the proposed marijuana bill, and trying to get across the story of small farmers. Gandelman, for his part, doesn't envision becoming a full-time marijuana farmer, but he could see it contributing to his growing operation.
As a farmer, we have to be diversified. Every year is different. And this is just another crop that fits into our larger system.
In a rural area hit hard by the opioid crisis, I asked Gandelman how he'd feel about growing a narcotic substance, one that would continue to be illegal for people under 21. He doesn't look at it that way.
That's like saying, you know, the farmer who grows hops or the farmer who grows grapes for wine, you know, should be looked down upon.
Well, not exactly looked down upon, I say. But selling marijuana wouldn't exactly be like growing organic produce for the local school district, which is what led him to farming in the first place. He used to be a high school teacher.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit different, but I think it still has its place in agriculture, and we're skilled growers, and we do still need to pay the bills at the end of the day. And if the crop of the year happens to be cannabis, and we could do that for a few years and add it to our rotation and hire more employees and take care of our soil, take care of the farm, I think it fits right into all of the ethos of what we do.
Gandelman has plans to hire dozens more workers. The day we met, two applicants were waiting to talk to him. He currently has about 15 employees and twice that many during harvest season. They're still turning last fall's crop into CBD.
We have three shifts running 24 hours a day.
This in a county where unemployment is close to twice the national rate. And Gandelman is investing several million dollars into retrofitting an old lumber mill with state-of-the-art CBD processing equipment.
The bottleneck for all farming, all agricultural industries, is always processing. And I knew, you know, if I was going to get into hemp for CBD, I wanted to be the processor so I could control the fate of our own farm.
To farm is to take on risk, with the weather and pests under the best of circumstances. And in the case of hemp, with government regulations, industrial-scale competition, and a potential collapse in demand. Because that moment CBD is having, well, nothing lasts forever.
I think it's definitely very trendy right now, and we know that, and the market's going to have a bubble, and then it'll burst, and then everyone will forget about it for a little while.
But ultimately, Gandelman thinks hemp is here to stay.
People want a New York product. They want something grown local, just like with vegetables. You know, they don't want something shipped across the country. So I think that's kind of where, as a mid-sized farm, we come in with a high-end specialty product.
Gandelman is 37 and a Queens native whose parents immigrated from Belarus. Farming is his version of the American dream, even if it's not exactly what his parents had in mind.
Their American dream was that I would be a doctor or a lawyer, but I wanted to be a farmer. At first, they were extremely upset about it, and now they're very happy about it, and they love to come and visit.
His grandmother loves digging beets out of the ground herself to make borscht. She wouldn't go near his CBD at first, but now turns to it for help with joint pain. Fred Mogul, WNYC News.